The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now doing the laws of Tfilas Ma'ariv. We are on Simin Ayin, and we have to start with an introduction. There's a mitzvah min haTorah to say Kriya Shema when you wake up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. Now, it doesn't matter when you in particular wake up or go to sleep. The Gemara learns out that at the time that people generally wake up and at a time that people generally go to sleep, that would be the time that we are required to say Kriya Shema. The Gemara understands the nighttime Shema must be said at a time when three medium-sized stars can be seen in the sky. By the way, they don't have to be seen together in the sky. They can be seen anywhere across the sky, even if they're scattered. Now, because of a concern that we don't always know what is the true size of a medium-sized star, and maybe we're going to get confused, and we'll look at a star and say, oh, that star is average-sized, but really, it's a large star, which comes out earlier, so in order to avoid missing out on the mitzvah min haTorah, what we say is that we have to wait until there are three small stars that can be seen in the sky. And at that point, we can assume that it is definitely nighttime. Now, this is in contradistinction to the laws of Tainis Tzibor, that in order to determine when a fast is over, it is sufficient for three medium-sized stars to be seen in the sky, because we don't trouble people to extend their fast until the three small-sized stars can be seen in the sky. With this background, we're ready to begin Halacha Aleph. Zman Kriya Shema Shel Tfilas Arvis, the time for Kriya Shema of the evening, is from the time that three average-sized stars can be seen in the sky. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds that it is proper to make sure that before saying Kriya Shema, that there's also no reddish glow that's still remaining in the western part of the sky. Ubiyom ha-mi'unan, and on a day that's cloudy, in which case you won't know when there are stars in the sky, yamtin, he should wait, achiyetze hasafik milibo, until he has no longer any doubt about the matter. Meaning that since this is a mitzvah min haTorah to say Kriya Shema, you have to make sure that it's certainly nighttime before you say it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that 72 minutes after sunset would definitely be the time to say Kriya Shema, and at that point, you no longer have to wait anymore. Now, today, we have calendars, we have a luach, and most importantly, we have a clock. So, we have other methods of determining whether it is time to say Kriya Shema. But if you ever find yourself out camping without a Jewish calendar and you don't know when is the time to daven Ma'ariv, you can always look up in the sky and wait until you see three small stars. And again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's best to first make sure that there's no reddish glow on the western arc of the sky. It should be pointed out that the calculation that the Mishnah Berurah gives of waiting 72 minutes on a cloudy day was relevant for people living in Central Europe, if people are in countries which are very far north, they might actually have to wait longer than 72 minutes, and they would have to consult the local calendars to find out when that would be. So now the Kitzur proceeds. V'achshav no'agin lehispalel b'tzibur ma'ariv tekef achar mincha. Today, the practice is that the congregations daven ma'ariv immediately after davening mincha, afal pi she'adayin eina laila, even though they end up davening ma'ariv while it is not yet night, mipnei terea hatzibur, because of the issue that there would be trouble in the congregation to be around for ma'ariv, because it is a big burden upon them to gather together a second time. In other words, even though this is not the ideal time to daven ma'ariv, really ma'ariv should be said after nightfall, but since they won't be able to get the congregation to come back again a second time for ma'ariv, so therefore they're best off davening ma'ariv earlier rather than having everyone miss out on tefillah b'tzibur. Now this can only be done ubavad shelo yehe kodem plaga mincha, that if they're not davening ma'ariv before plaga mincha, ki oz afilo b'di'eved einam yotzim, because if they daven ma'ariv before plaga mincha, that's too early according to any account, and then according to all opinions, even b'di'eved, you're not yotze, you would have to say it over. The ashrei l'mi sheyispalo arves b'tzibur b'layla, and fortunate is the one who manages to daven ma'ariv together with a minyan at night. Ubein mincha l'ma'ariv osik b'tora l'chaber halayla imayom b'tora, and it's so beautiful to be able to learn Torah between Mincha and Ma'ariv. This way they are combining the day and the night through a Torah connection. Shehu Inyan Gadol, because this is a very prominent idea. The Al-Kol Panim, in any case, Roy L'Kol Yerei Shemayim, it is proper for anyone who has Yerei Shemayim, She'im Hispalo B'tzibur Kodem Alayla, that if he davens with a minyan before the night time, lo yochal kodem halayla, he should not eat before night, ela yamten, but rather he should wait, umiyad la'achar tzeisakachavim, and immediately after the stars come out, yikra gimel parshios shel kriyas shema, he should read all three parshios of Shema, and this way he will be saying Shema in the right time. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah presents this is that the first two parashios of Shema is an obligation to be read once it's nightfall, and someone with Yerei Shemayim should be careful to read even the third parasha. What we mean by this is the first parasha is Shema Yisrael, including V'yar Haftar. The second one is V'yar Im Shemoah. And the third one is Vayomer. Now, this leniency to daven ma'ariv early was a special heter, was a dispensation for the tzibur, in order to allow them to daven with a minyan. But if someone is not going to be davening with a minyan anyhow, there would not be any heter for them to daven ma'ariv early. So that's what the Kitzur proceeds and says, Umi she'ena mispalo b'tzibur, someone is not davening with a minyan, also lo lispalo tfilas arvis, kodem tzeisakachavim, it would be forbidden for him to daven ma'ariv before three stars come out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that whenever we talk about people davening ma'ariv early, there's another qualification, and that is that you can't daven Maariv while it's still daytime. Now, there is some question when the day ends and when the night begins. So, although l'chatchila, we should not daven Maariv before, say, Sakar Chafim, before three stars come out, we could rely on the opinion that says that after Plag HaMincha, it is already nightfall. However, what happens if a person daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha, which is acceptable, it's legitimate to do so. That day, on that day, they would not be allowed to daven Maariv in the same time frame, meaning before Seisa Kechavim, because if so, it would be considered a tarti disastri. It would be an inherent contradiction that if that time frame is considered daytime, then they can't daven Maariv then. And if that time frame is considered nighttime, then they can't daven Mincha then. So therefore, it would be necessary for them to daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha and daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. Now, another thing that's brought down in the poskim is that if someone davens Maariv early, when they say Kriya Shema, they should have kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema until they say it again at night. In fact, there were some people that what they would do is they would daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur early, because that was the only time that they could find a minyan. And then afterwards, once it was Seisa Kechavim, then they would say the brachos on Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. And this way they get the best of both worlds. They get to daven Maariv with a minyan, but they still get to say Shema and the brachos on Shema in its right time. The reason why this is preferable than just repeating Shema is because ideally Shema should be said together with the brachos. Now, not everyone agrees with this position of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch altogether. There are those that say that under no circumstance should anyone ever daven Maariv before the proper Zman, and it would even be preferable to daven Maariv b'yachidus, meaning without a minyan, than to daven Maariv early. Someone who is always accustomed to not davening Maariv until Tseisa Kechavim, till three stars can be seen in the sky, if one day he makes a mistake and by accident he davens early, he davens before Tseis, even though it is after Plag HaMincha, only because he got confused with the time, so then the halacha is that he would have to repeat his tefillah after Tseis HaKechavim, because he's not really following the opinion that says that it is night already from Plag HaMincha. It's merely that he made a mistake and thought that it is already nighttime. Thought that it's already Tseis HaKechavim. So therefore, in his situation, he would have to repeat this davening after Tseis. However, let's say this happened to a congregation. A tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah says, would not be required to repeat the tefillah, even though it was based on an error that they thought it was already Tseis HaKechavim. The reason is because we would not trouble a congregation to have to repeat all of Maariv. Now, one thing should be pointed out about davening Maariv early is that any time you daven Maariv early, if it is a time of year that you need to count Sfira Sa'omer, certainly you cannot count Sfira before Tseis HaKechavim. Consequently, if you would expect people to remember, you should announce a reminder that everyone should count Sfira upon the time for Tseis HaKechavim, or maybe that time of year, see if you could arrange to have the minyan work out so that Sfira is counted in its right time in Shul. In other words, you could arrange that even if they daven Maariv before Tzeis, they could end up finishing Maariv at a time when they could count Sfira because it's already after Tzeis. The truth is a tshuva from the Sheva Levi that says that you could be makel for people who are cholim or zakenim, let's say an old age home or a hospital, to allow them to daven Maariv early, even when they end up counting Sfira early. He says, because what greater shas hadchak can there be than this? In such a case, he says, it would be wonderful if they repeat Sfira again a second time without a bracha. The Kaf HaChaim brings down that those women who are accustomed to davening both Mincha and Maariv, but they are very Torah, they're very occupied taking care of their home, so you could be lenient with them that they would be allowed to daven Mincha and Maariv one after the other, even though it's both after Plaga Mincha. Now this is a chiddush in two regards. Number one, both tefillos are being davened in the same time frame. And secondly, we usually say that for an individual, we don't let them daven Maariv early. It's only a heter for a tzibur. But it should be remembered that women do not have a chiyuv in Kriya Shema in the first place. So therefore, she would not be required to wait until after Tzeis HaKechavim before saying Shema. Now, what should someone do if they come to shul, they have not yet daven Mincha, and they find that the congregation is getting up to daven Maariv? It's after Plaga Mincha, but still long before Tzeis. So if he has another minyan to go to where he could daven Mincha, so he should leave and go to the other minyan. But if he has no other minyan to go to, so he'd be allowed to stay there and daven Mincha, even though everyone else is davening Maariv. Now it doesn't matter that they're saying Shema, or the brachos in Shema, while he's davening Mincha, or if they're middle of Shemone Esrei of Maariv while he's davening Mincha. Actually, this last case would be even preferable, because then it's even some element of Tefillah B'Tzibah, even though he and the congregation are not saying the same thing. In fact, he's probably best off waiting until the Tzibah gets up to Shemone Esrei for Maariv, and he should daven Mincha at that time. And then, when he's ready to daven Maariv for himself, he should find a different minyan. But if there is no other minyan for Maariv for himself, what he could do is he could daven Shemone Esrei of Mincha while they're saying Shema and the brachos in Shema, and when they get up to Shemone Esrei of Maariv, he can say his own Shemone Esrei of Maariv along with them. Now, as it was pointed out in the previous siman, this would not work on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, if they're davening Maariv, he cannot daven Mincha in the shul, because there already is a status of Shabbos on the shul, and therefore what he would have to do is, he would have to go out and daven outside of the shul. Now, the post can bring down that you can't have two minyanim in the same room, one davening Mincha and one davening Maariv. If you have two such minyanim, they should make sure to go to separate rooms. Nevertheless, the Tzitz Eliezer points out that by the Kotel, it seems that the minig is to be lenient, and there are certainly times when you have one minyan davening Mincha and another minyan davening Maariv. It could be because the Kotel is something which is designated for public tefillah, and therefore there's no set tefillah that's imposed upon everyone just because one minyan happens to be davening that tefillah at that time. We are now up to Halacha Beis. We are going to discuss what is the latest time to daven Maariv. L'chadchila, tzorach lehispalel arvis miyad b'tzei sakachovim. Ideally, it is proper to daven Maariv immediately when three stars come out. The asur lahaschel le'echo olasas shum davar va'afil lilmod chatzi shor kodem tzei sakachovim. And it is forbidden to start eating or to start doing any form of work, or to learn for a half hour from before Tzeisak Echavim, Kimo Samach L'Mincha Ktana, just like we have the Halacha before Mincha Ktana. In other words, we're concerned that if someone starts doing something which could distract them, then they may neglect to daven Ma'ariv, or to daven Ma'ariv in its proper time. And consequently, Chazal said that people should not start any significant activity before Ma'ariv, within a half hour before Ma'ariv. Now, if someone already began those activities, then they would be allowed to continue, assuming that there's still time for them to daven Ma'ariv. Now, when he says that you may not begin to eat during that time, he means to eat something significant. A snack is certainly acceptable. For example, there's no problem eating fruit, and there's no problem eating a small amount of bread or cake. Mr. Burris says, up to a kibetza of bread or cake, there's no problem with. Now, according to the Mishnah Brura, there's no iser of learning a half hour before Ma'ariv. He brings that there are those that permit even doing other melachas during that half hour period. So now the kitzer goes on. He says, V'im ein lo p'nai, if he doesn't have sufficient time. Kigon shehu lo midbarabim, for example, he's learning publicly. Let's say, for example, he's giving a public Torah lecture. Al kol panim lo ya'acher yosef michatzos halayla. Certainly, he should not postpone Ma'ariv any later than halachic midnight. Ubidieved afilo acher chatzos. And if he doesn't say it in time, he can even daven Ma'ariv after chatzos all night long. Ad shelo ola amud hashachar yotza. Any time during the night up until dawn. So he would still be Yotzer if he davens Ma'ariv. Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura points out that if he is an Ones, if it was not his fault that he did not daven Ma'ariv earlier, then he would even be allowed to daven some things after Amud HaShachar. Specifically, he would be allowed to say Kriya Shema and the brachas on Kriya Shema, with the exclusion of the bracha of Hashkiveinu. And in Chutz La'aretz, where Ashkenazim say Baruch Hashem Le'ol Amen V'Amen, that also he could not say. But the Kriya Shema and the brachas on Kriya Shema, he'd be allowed to say even up until sunrise. However, there's no question that Shemoneh Esrei could not be said after Amud HaShachar, after the halachic dawn. This halacha requires some clarification. What does it mean that the proper time to daven is up until Chatzos, but a person could still daven the remainder of the night? The poskim explain that min haTorah, there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema at night. It can be said any time at night. It is not limited until Chatzos. But the Chachamim were afraid that if they allow people to say it the entire night, people might end up not saying it at all. Consequently, they said that Kriya Shema should be said up until halachic midnight. But in the event that someone failed to do so, for whatever reason, they could still fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah by saying Kriya Shema any time during the night. Now, as far as Shemoneh Esrei, there appears to be a machlokes haposkim whether or not lechatchila Shemoneh Esrei is also limited up until halachic midnight. One interesting question that could come up is there a problem davening Ma'ariv in a way that Shema would be said before Chatzos and Shemoneh Esrei would end up being said after Chatzos? And again, this would be subject to a dispute among the poskim. Now, what happens if there's no minyan available before Chatzos? And a person has a choice of either davening biyachidus, davening without a minyan, before chatzos, or davening with a minyan after chatzos. The poskim say that it's preferable to daven privately before chatzos than to daven afterwards with a minyan.